Christians launch rapid response to quake-torn Indonesia. More violence in Iraq targets believers, and water could pave the way to broad ministry in Tanzania. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, humanitarian relief groups are making headway in Indonesia's quake zone. International Aid's Miles Fish says because of the desperate need for medical supplies and equipment, they sent a fully supplied medical clinic due to arrive today.
This includes everything that you'd normally find in a doctor's office, all of the examination equipment, the tables, scales, things like that, as well as the supplies and the products that a doctor would need to treat up to 1,500 people.
Their team was still in the region because of the tsunami follow-up work, so the groundwork for relief was already in place.
This is a really different kind of opportunity working in Indonesia. We've developed wonderful relationships up in the tsunami area, both with the local residents and with the government officials. And now this is a second opportunity for us to serve the people of Indonesia.
Fish explains their primary mission is to demonstrate their love for Christ in that Muslim region by serving those in need. Their teams are also laying the groundwork for future ministry.
We will be searching for a Christian church partner there that we can deliver these supplies through in the hope that we can enhance the local indigenous churches' testimony to their own community.
Go to our website to find out how you can help. Next, this week in Iraq, car bombs have killed more than 50 people and injured many more. Many regions have become scenes of violence, hate, and oppression. While the violence continues, Open Doors remains committed to doing ministry and helping churches in that hostile country. It's especially dangerous for Christians who are targeted for persecution. More than 100,000 Christians have fled Iraq in the past 2 years. Pray for Iraqi believers to be lights in a dark place. You're listening to Mission Network News. Electricity is a precious commodity in parts of Mumba, Tanzania. Grace Ministries International's Don Tenhove.
Right now, we spend probably over $300 a month on diesel to run a generator, and that's just a few hours a day, where this would provide an electrical supply for 24 hours around, and there's need for lighting at the high school, in the pastoral college and the missionary home.
Tenhove says there's an engineering team there doing a hydroelectric feasibility study for their compound. The project could provide a sustained means not only for training, but also for other community projects that require reliable power sources.
None of these villages or towns around us have electricity. And in fact, we're one of the rare ones that has a generator. And so to have 24-hour electrical supply would be a great plus for ministry and for reaching people for the Lord.
Next, Harvest Evangelism is devoted to reaching cities and nations for Christ. They do that by sending Christians into cities and villages to speak peace to everyone, minister to them, heal the sick spiritually and physically, and then proclaim the gospel. Harvest Evangelism is using this model in Argentina June 30th, says Harvest Evangelism's Dave Thompson.
We'll be taking over 120 people with the idea of helping Christians in cities in Argentina reach their city, but also infusing that or imparting that same vision into the people that come, so when they come back, they can do the same thing at home.
Thompson says an international move of God could happen if everyone makes an effort at home. He says this is their mission.
We're committed as an organization to raising up prototypes for transformation to happen in industries, in cities, and in nations.
And finally, across the United States, hundreds of thousands of needy people depend on the work of City Team Ministries to help them in difficult times. City Team's vision is not only to help meet physical needs of the disadvantaged, but also to lead people to real life change through Christ. This summer, several radio stations have partnered with City Team to spread the message of hope through radio. Your donation can help make a difference. Go to our website for information. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more from information on stories we featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where you can also find short-term mission trip opportunities and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.